Hi, everyone. Today is Renee's birthday, my wife.
I'm 29.
And she is 20 old. I mean, 9. And she wanted for her birthday for me to read from her beloved Twilight books as a redneck. So I'm going to do my best redneck guy voice here and read an excerpt from...
Starting on book that I am reading.
Yeah, this is the book that she's reading right now.
Eclipse.
Eclipse.
It's the third book.
The third book.
Mm-hmm.
You want anything? Anything mm-hmm. else? There? Okay. Chapter 10, Scent. Well, it was all very childish. Why on earth should Edward have to leave Jacob to come over here? Weren't we past this kind of immaturity? It's not that I feel any personal antagonism toward him, Bella. It's just easier for both of us. Edward told me at the door, I won't be far away. You'll be safe. I'm not worried about that. He smiled, and then a sly look came over in his eye. He pulled me close, burying his face in my hair. I could feel his cool breath saturate the strands as he exhaled. It raised goosebumps on my neck. I'll be right back, he said. And then he laughed aloud as if I'd just told him a good joke. What's so funny? But Edward just grinned and loped off toward the trees without answering. Grumbling to myself, I went to clean up the kitchen. Before I even had the sink full of water, the doorbell rang. It was hard to get used to how much faster Jacob was without his car. How everyone seemed to be so much faster than me. Come in, Jake, I shouted. I was concentrating on a pile of dishes into the bubbly water, and I'd forgotten that Jacob moved like a ghost these days. So it made me jump when his voice was suddenly behind me. Should you really leave your door unlocked like that? Oh, sorry. I slopped myself with dishwater when he startled me. I'm not worried about anyone who would be deterred by a locked door, I said while I wiped the front of my shirt with his dish towel. Good point, he agreed. I turned to look at him, eyeing him with critically. Is it so impossible to wear clothes, Jacob? I asked. Once again, Jacob was bare-chested, wearing nothing but a pair of old cut-off jeans. Secretly, I wondered if he was just so proud of his new muscles that he couldn't stand to cover them up. I hate to admit they were impressive, but I'd never thought of him as vain. I mean, I know you don't get cold anymore, but still. There you go. That was an excerpt from Twilight Eclipse, read as a redneck.
But there's so much more.
There's so much more. Perhaps I'll do more of these. I'm running out of time. But you're all very welcome for this amazing performance of just beauty and excellence. All right. Okay. Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.